Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and to know your voice. Enlighten our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you, our eternal light in the darkness, now and always. Amen. Please be seated. Well, merry seventh day of Christmas. Glad you're here this morning. Thank you for braving this bitter cold weather. In the words of famous African-American minister, author, philosopher, theologian, educator, and civil rights leader, Howard Thurman, I share with you, I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all sadness, candles of hope despite where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for tempest-tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all living, and candles that will burn all year long. The final days of any calendar year easily provide us with that nostalgic opportunity to look back and reflect on the barrage of daily living events that have taken place over the past year. Those events that have provided us with fond and joy-filled memories, as well as those that we wish had never taken place. I hope that your 2017 has been filled with an abundance of the former, happy experiences, positive and successful situations, fun times, lots of laughter, and endless love. Now, some of you may be shaking your head. I'm sensing that perhaps your 2017 wasn't all that delightful. Memorable, yes. Delightful, no. Perhaps it was downright horrible, filled with varying degrees of sadness and darkness. Perhaps a parent or a sibling or other special family member or friend passed away. Or you found yourself unemployed and are now struggling with tough financial challenges. Your physical health may have been affected by a serious diagnosis, and your overall health has declined considerably. You may have experienced a breakup of a long-time relationship or marriage, or you became the victim of injustice or discrimination. And I think many of us will admit that the political culture in our country over the past year has really caused us to grieve and react with anger and untapped emotions we've never known the likes of before. Our close encounters of injustice within our judicial system has caused many of us pain, hurt, anger with what has and what continues to be a white privileged culture. We can recall the incomprehensible natural disasters throughout our planet and within our own nation. And we will never forget the horrific, senseless deaths of so many innocent lives by the instant pulling of a trigger. Darkness has kept a cloud of despair over so many this past year. Whatever your less than ideal experiences, I sense that your faith was put to the test. I'm glad to see that you haven't completely given up, however. You're sitting here today, so that's a great sign of your resolve and your faithfulness to God, and your belief that God is there with us during those smooth moments of life, as well as the rocky and turbulent situations we all have to face. The prophet Isaiah in today's reading announces a new age to come, a promise of light that will shine in our dungeons of hopelessness. New light and life to all those who are oppressed and brokenhearted, prisoners within their own bodies, mourners who feel lost or neglected in our fast-paced world. Those of us who feel like mere seeds covered completely by the earth can now expect new life, sprouting and growing. We will shine like the dawn, Isaiah tells us, or like a blazing torch in a darkened room. We can now live in hope. We have been claimed and redeemed by God. And today's gospel reading from John is packed full of opportunity for looking positively and faithfully to a bright new year. When we think of John's gospel, we initially think about his style of writing as not following the style of the other three gospel writers. John doesn't give us a beautiful nativity narrative like we just celebrated 1 week ago with Luke's writings. In John's gospel, there's no story of a babe in swaddling clothes, no adoring shepherds, no choirs of angels proclaiming peace on earth and goodwill to all God's creatures. John takes us much further back than the day of Christ's incarnation and his birth among us. John starts his prologue by taking us back before time even began. How can we fathom that? Before time even began. When could that have been? In the beginning, John starts. In the beginning, we read in the opening line of Genesis. In the beginning, when linked together, three mysterious words, our mortal minds cannot even begin to comprehend what that means. In the beginning, pretty powerful words. Words related to some being far greater than our mere mortality. John says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John is telling us that God, the Word, was the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes that the other gospel writers tell us about. The Word is Jesus and has been around as long as God has been around, because he is God. This holy infant has been around far longer than the in the beginning that we hear in the creation story in Genesis. God, the Word, had to be before anything could be or was created. John takes us back to Genesis again when he writes, all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. The entire creation story summarized in one sentence. Certainly, Genesis provides us with a rich and colorful six-day extravaganza of how our universe came into being. But John captures it all in one short sentence. All things came into being through him. And then John amazes us completely with what has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. Life was created in him, him being the Word, him being Jesus, him being the light of life, the light of all people. Jesus is life, Jesus is light. And he came to live among us as John the Baptist proclaims to us of his coming, preparing the world for his arrival. And the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And several chapters later in John 10, verse 10, we hear Jesus saying, I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. Jesus is our light and our life. And then for me, is the most important line in this entire passage. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The darkness did not overcome it. Try to imagine this, if you will. All the way back before our creation, darkness out into the vast spaces, billions and billions of miles of pure black darkness, nothingness, nothing. The sun, the moon, nor the stars had even been created yet, nothing but a small, tiny light, a tiny flicker came into being. And John says all this vast darkness could not overcome it. That's a pretty powerful light, right? Darkness has a way of being frightening, of making us feel insecure, alienated, vulnerable, overwhelmed, scared, worried, nervous, and panicked. Darkness is a very strong thing. What could overcome all these emotions of panic and fear? Well, my friends, it's the light of Jesus. Jesus cannot be overcome by the darkness, not by the most frightening of situations, not by a threat or panic, not by the loss of life, not by death itself. Jesus is our strength, our life, and our light. And just as St. Paul confirms in his letter to the Galatians, before the incarnation of Christ, humanity lived in a world of darkness, subjected under the law, a world of hopelessness. But Christ overcame the law, overcame the darkness, and offered us new life and light. Now, I have a special request. Tonight, around 4 o'clock or so, light a candle and place it on a table in your house. Put it in a room where there's going to be no activity, where there's not going to be any lights on in the room. Gaze at the candle and see how much light it's generating into the room. Now, check back with the candle around 6 o'clock. It's now fairly dark outside. Has the setting of the sun and this early darkness now overtaken that light? Is the room completely dark now? Or is there a good bit of light coming from that candle? Wait another couple of hours, or right before you go to bed, maybe right after you bring in the new year. Turn off all the lights in your house and walk into that room. How bright is that candle now? I promise you it'll be even brighter and more intense than just a few hours ago. You see, the greater the darkness, the greater the light. Darkness has absolutely no power over that light, absolutely none. In fact, the darker it becomes, the more the light shines. That's what John is telling us today. The darkness could not overcome the light. So my message is very simple today. 2017 had some dark moments in it for each of us. We withstood. We held to our faith and trust in Jesus. We continually looked for that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. We have but a few hours to go before we can fully declare that 2017 did not defeat us. We were steadfast in being followers of the light. Our faith in Jesus held strong, perhaps tested at times, but still strong and firm. And if we're being real with ourselves, we know that 2018 will have its dark moments too. Darkness will continue to exist and plague our world, our country, our community, and our own personal selves. We know that there will be tragedy and illness, struggles, hunger, death, pain, natural disasters, injustice around every corner, discrimination of the most weak and vulnerable, political upheaval, and situations we have absolutely no control over. These real-life events are all situations of darkness to varying degrees. But we will not let them overcome us. We will not let them erode our faith in humanity and in God. We know Jesus. We know the Word. We know the light. We know Jesus who was before all time began, the same Jesus who will be around after all time passes. Jesus will be our light in the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome the light of Jesus, and the darkness cannot overcome us as long as we remain close to Jesus. And what's even more exciting for all of us in 2018, we, you and I, can reflect that light of Jesus to others. As co-creators with God, we can reflect and share our light with those who struggle in darkness, those who yet don't know the light, those who don't know Jesus or the love and the hope that Jesus brings. We too can be light in a darkened world. That needs to be our role for 2018. That can be the first resolution on our list. Remain close to the light and reflect that light to all our sisters and brothers. And if you'll join with me, I want to paraphrase those beautiful and inspiring words of Howard Thurman. And if you want to repeat after me, I will be a light this Christmas. A candle of joy despite all sadness. A candle of hope where despair keeps watch. A candle of courage for fears ever present. A candle of peace for tempest-tossed days. A candle of grace to ease heavy burdens. A candle of love to inspire everyone's living. A candle that will burn all the year long. I pray that our 2018 will be a year of intense light, a year of increased relationship with our one true light, a year of faith and joy and peace. Abundant blessings on your new year. Amen.